Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I am Shavir Cummings, graduate student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus. And Happy New Year to you. On this day, January 1st, 1950, readers of the Advocate newspaper received the distressing news that the status of two vessels bound for Barbados, Reginald N. Wallace and the Gloria May, was unknown. A 117-ton schooner named Reginald N. Wallace, under the captaincy of Wallace, was on its way to Barbados. It was alleged that the vessel had left British Guiana for Barbados and had been at sea for over 7 days. This began to spark much concern as the vessel did not arrive on island during the customary estimated time. Consequently, the Schooner Owners Association cabled St. Vincent to inquire if the vessel was there. The association received a reply saying, and I quote, "Reginald N. Wallace sailed from St. Vincent for Barbados," end quote. Nothing more was known. Additionally, there was also another vessel, the 99-ton schooner, the Gloria May, which also sailed from British Guiana, bound for Barbados, whose status was unknown. The Gloria May had been at sea for approximately 10 days as it had left British Guiana on the 21st of December. The names of the crew which had been signed on at the harbour and shipping office were as follows: George Graham, the captain; James Rice; Gladstone Dummett; Joseph Derange; Alfred Headley; and Gladstone Eastman, all from Barbados; Clarence Sargent from St. Lucia; W. Murray from Antigua; Frederick Perkins from Grenada; and Amos Nelson from St. Vincent. There were also two cabin passengers aboard, David N. E. Hughes and Donald Raphael Nichols. The vessel carried 230 tons of general cargo. 10 days later, the Advocate informed readers that a cable was received by V.C. Knight, the Honorable Vice Consul for Venezuela at Barbados. The cable read, "I wish to advise that on the 4th of this month, a Capuchin missionary encountered on the island of Idiburojo 10 British subjects who claim that they embarked in a boat from Georgetown destined for Barbados, and the ship had sunk with the captain and two passengers. It contained 1,500 bags of rice, 200 bags of copper, 600 bags of charcoal, and in addition to wood. The survivors are in Cayapo, which is the capital of Antonio Diaz." End quote. The worst fears had been realized. The Gloria May had gone down with the captain and two passengers. Luckily, there were survivors.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cavehill Campus.